We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis. It's the bottom of the Amud. We are trying to understand Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, Leibo HaKosuv Ala Ligvois L'Nezokim Min HaIdiyas V'Kal V'Chaim Ala Hedish. And if to Hedit you pay Min HaIdiyas, about the Gibbis to Hegdish. So first the Gemara wanted to say that Kavachem Ala Hegdish is speaking about one was Mazik Asher Shel Hegdish. You'll pay Mina Meita, and that the Gemara said they and Gansin Potter to pay. According to Taisvis, the first Lashon of Rashi for sure, is not only aloche in the mazik of Keren, but all mazikim are potter when the mazik hekdish. So if you're potter, so the zikha, not a din of tashlumi meita. So we are a few lines from the bottom of the omit. El Elohima rei olai mone lebedek habayis. A person was mechayiv himself, Amon lebedek habayis. The osi gizbor v'shokol mi'idiyas. That the gizbor, when he's goyve from the karkois, he takes the idiyas of the neider. So the Gemara asks, lo yehei ela bal chayv. I feel it'd be a poshet about chayv. We're learning out Kalvachayma Hegdish from Hedyet. Now, a poshete Bal Chayv to Hedyet does not pay Yedias, or Bal Chayv Bebeinanis. A Bal Chayv pays Bebeinanis. So, Mehechi Teisi, how could I learn out a Kalvachayma Hegdish from Hedyet if Hedyet Gufa does not pay Yedias? Bechiteime sova Rabbi Kiva kol ba choiv nami beidyes. Ebi Rabbi Kiva holds that a bal choiv pays for midyes. This is a mahalach in Shita Mekabetzes that how did Rabbi Kiva know that bal choiv pays beidyes? He learns that from the Zikim. He did not attribute the din of tashlume idyes by the Zikim as a yuchadika din in the Zikim. He attributed it that sadin, if you owe, for whatever the sibe might be, you pay meitav. Chitei mesover Rabbi Kiva kol bar choiv nami b'idyes. So now you can't learn out by nezikin hegdishes potter. But al kaponim, there is a mechayev of tashlumim by a person who says, arei alei mona lebedek habayis. So by this mechayev, we'll learn out from the mechayev of balchayev, just like a balchayev, just like a malve, can be goyve, meidyes, minichse yaloive, so the gizbo will be able to mon me nichsei hanoida from hideous today. Zahore, I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, we have to understand, he says, if the halacha is that a bal chayv pays min hideous, that the din tashlumim have to pay min idiyas. So why do you need a kal v'chayma by hegdish? I mean, that's a din in tashlumim. Why is hegdish different than hedyet that you need a limud of a bal chayv? I need a kal v'chayma from bal chayv. So he brings a very interesting machlokes between the Ktois and the Tumim. according to the Tumim, it would be very good. Perhaps it would be too good. According to the Ktzais, we have to understand. The Tumim says that we find by Hegdish, Zaloche Amirosei L'Gaboye Kim Sirosei L'Hegdit. Which is Amir Dikechidish, that it becomes Momen Gaboye without a Maise Kinyan. Amirosei L'Gaboye Kim Sirosei L'Hegdit. So the Tumim says that this is Dafke by a Chayfetz Miyuchid. You have a Chayfetz Miyuchid, I said, a Reizu Hegdish, so belongs to Hegdish without a Maise Kinyan that was made through Hegdish. What if a person said, Reyalai Mone Lebedek Habayis? There's no Chayfetz Miyuchid. So there, the Tumim assumes that there's no Dine Mominis of Amirose Legavoyekim Sirose Lehet. So there, the Mechayiv is Dine Neder, Arei Alay, Mono Lebede Kabaisi, he owes it, not als Dine Choshen Mishpot, not Dine Yeredeya, he has to make a Neder to give a Mono Lebede Kabaisi. The Ktois brings a raya from our Gemara. Lo yehei ela kebal choiv. The Gemara is medamet kebal choiv. So vayis to chois that it becomes a bal choiv take. A bal choiv legavoya. It becomes a bal choiv. So now, according to the Tumim, that really he's not a choshen mishpati kebal choiv. So then, we could very readily understand why Rabbi Kiva needed a Kal V'Chomer. I needed a Kal V'Chomer because this is a different type, this is a Bal Chayv in Choshen Mishpat, so there's a din that a Bal Chayv in Choshen Mishpat, a Tashlumim is idiots. That's the din of a Bal Chayv in Choshen Mishpat. But this is a Yeredeidik a Bal Chayv. That means it doesn't owe. There's no chiyuv mamon over here. So to say that the din tashlumim, this is a different sug of a chayv. It's a different type of a chayv. So to say that in hilchis tashlumim, you also have to pay for midyas, that's a mouthful already. That he needed a midah of a kal v'chayma. Abba, hegdish, it's more chamo. So Memele, so the din tashlumim, even though the sibes achiyev is not mitzad choshen mishpot, it's mitzad yeredeye, you have to pay from idiots. So then we understand the Gemara, perhaps it's a mechudish that I could learn out yeredeye from choshen mishpot, but al kolponim, perhaps the mid of kal v'chayim, it can be machiyach. That if there's a chaymer of Hegdish, whatever the chaymer of Hegdish is, so that should be mechayev, that this chaymer of Hegdish should have the hilchis tashlumin of Hegdit, of a chaymer of Hegdit. But yes, according to the Ktzois, that it's mamish a chayv, so then we have to understand, so why do you need a kal v'chomer? I mean, what's the difference if you're Reuven, you're Shimon, you're Hegdish? Let us go further. The Gemara says, Ikele Mifrach. I have a pirch on this Kal V'Chomer. Ma'ale Bal Choy, Sheken Yofe Koy Choy, B'Nizokim. That means, by Hedyet, if one owes a Hedyet, so, he owes Meitav for Nizokin also. Not only by Tashlum Echoy, he owes, he has to pay for Nizokin, and he pays with Meitav. Toima behegdish ura koichai ben Nizokin. He making a midah of a kalbochai, behegdish is more chomo. So Hegdish Zichel, the Choyv to Hegdish should be paid up with Meitav. But we see in other halachas, Hegdish is Kal, that if you're Mazik Hegdish, you're Potter and Ganson. So this is a Pirch and the Kal V'Chomer. Let us see Rashi. U bal choiv dine bebeinenis. Meseches gitten beperik an esok. Vechitaymo. Kesova rabbe kive. A bal choiv es dine beidies. A filohochi la gemrinen hegdesh minay. Dike la mifrach. Male bal choiv. Shken yofa koichoi ben esokem. Yeah, I have a psagirs on the side. Maksaviat, Penezokin, Shemi Shehezikoi, Mishayev Loyle Shalim, Shehed Yetu, if someone is Mazik Abalchoi, says Mechuyev to pay him because he's a Hedyet, Vinoitel Bezekim in Idias, and he gets paid from Idias. Taimim Behegdishura Koyche Benezokin, Bleishokon Nezek Midi. So we see in Tashlume Nezoken that Hegdish is kill from Hedyet. So maybe in Tashlume Choyv also Hegdish is kill from Hedyet. So you can make a Kalvachim. So the Gemara falls off from this Pshat. So the Gemara says, Loilam denogach Tura Didon Latura Degdish. We'll go on the first Mahalach. So the way we had wanted to start off, that is speaking about that a Sher Shal Hedyet was Nogach Sher Shal Hedyet. Udiko Kashiloch, so Yere Kashi Sher Reyeyu Omar Achmone Veloy Sher Shal Hedyet. Abakiv is Sovelok Rab Shime Bemenashi. Abakiv also Rab Shime Bemenashi. The Sanye. Rab Shimon ben Menashe Oimer, Sher Shal Hegdish, Shenogach Sher Shal Hedyet Poto, Sher Shal Hedyet, Shenogach Sher Shal Hegdish, Ein Tam ben Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalem. Aces Rab Shimon ben Menashe Er Amir De Kipshat. In reality, all Mazikim Shepei Nezek Shalem. But there is one miut by Shoyrei Eyu, Atam Peis Chatzin Nezek. Hastes, the cooler of Karen was only said by Reyeyu. But by Hegdish, it's like all other Mazikim, Yepay Nezek Sholem. So it's very good. So Rabbi Kiva Hotla Kapshime Bemenasiye. You have to pay more than Hedyet. So Memele in the Yoifin HaTashlumim should also be the Yoifin HaTashlumim, it should also, that's why I have a Kabo Chaymas, just like Hedyet pays from Meitav, so Hegdish also should pay from Meitav. I saw the Beis Lechem Yehuda brings down from the Rashban Gittin. Rashban Gittin is Ma'ira. Again, the same type of Ma'ira we mentioned before. So why do you need a Kal B'chaymer? And Mehechit Teisi, that Hegdish should be different. I mean, the only place we see that Hegdish is different is it more chomer than Hedyet? Yeah, Tam also pays Nezek Shalom. But why would I think that, you don't pay Meitav, and Rabbi Kiva said, Kal v'chomer, you do pay Meitav. This is the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba says, he brings a teretz from Tosfos. He says, by Meitav it says, The Mekor of Meitav is by Shein V'Regel. And there it says, Ubir Bistei Acher, which would seem the Mashme Soda Acher Kamoyu. Mahu Hedyet, Af Acher Hedyet. Psanu Mir. He says, Acher, if we're saying that the Nizik is an Acher, so it seems he's a different person than the Mazik, but seems Acher means with the same Sug, and he's an Acher. So there's a shtickle mashmois that the parsha of Meitav, which is said by Shein Beregel, is a shtikol miyat to be a bistei acha dumya, that it's a hedyat, dumya didei. But Behekdish is not in Tashlumi Meita. He says, but this miyut of Acher is debatable. It's not a muchachdike miyut. Could be, it is a miyut. So Mamela, that's what the Kal Vachomer wanted accomplished, that you shouldn't make such a miyut and say Acher is dumya didei, and the whole din Tashlumi Meita was only said by not by Hegdish. The Kabbal Chaimah says, no. That's Zichanachu. So the Kabbal Chaimah comes to tell us that you pay Meita by Hegdish and you don't Arshan Achim. Let us see Rashi. The sign you Rav Shimon ben Menashe, Bereish, Pirkin de Sher, Shanoga, Chabo, Bachamisha. Mishalem nezek shalem, v'kedorish lei l'reyeyu hochi. He darshins as follows. Sheol shel reyeyu hu, yavi mazik tam, loy mishalem alachatzi nezek, tavka bereyeyu is a cool of tam. Loy mazik sheol shel hegdish, mishalem mazik nezek shama filu tam. V'komar abekibe de shokol hegdish, Shir de mei shayre mi idiis kalkoi shalman. And here you'll take from the idiis. Let us see Taisvis. And Bekiva is Sovalo Kerab Shimon. Taimen. Lael ki muki lo eidim zaymimim Kerab Bekiva. We had before Tani Rabbi Shaya, Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi said this. Moshe also of his Nezikin, there's 13 Nezikin. Rabbi Chia said there's 24. And one of the 24 Mazikim that Rabbi Chia mentioned was Adam Zayman. The Gemara asked, why didn't Rabbi Shaya mention Eidim Zaymimim? Gemara says, because Rabbi Shaya holds like Rabbi Kiva, that Eidim Zaymimim is a knas, v'knosa loika mairi. So then the Gemara asked Akasha, if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, so then, listen to Treg Abni Sher, Sher Nazik Odom, Sher Nazik Sher. He says, the Gemara held, if Rabbi Shaya holds like Rabbi Kiva, he should bring the other tziurim of Rabbi Kiva, and it'll be also come out, we'll have more than 13 is up. Now we have here our Gemara saying that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe, that holds Sher Da'azik Hegdish, Bein Tam Bein Mu'ed, Mishalem Nezek Sholem. So there's two types of Sher, Sher Da'azik Hegdish. So Memela, why didn't Rabbi Shaya mention these two types of shir? Kimukila idem zaimimim, Rabbi Kiva. Likshi Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Shaya holds like Rabbi Kiva, listen to three gavni shir, shir da azik shir, the hedyit, shir da azik shir, the hedyit. This one tam pays chatzin nesik, and this one tam pay nesik shon. That's not too difficult of a kasha to answer. He only spoke about certain type of his hegdish, just like peknosa like a mayer, hegdish like a mayer. Ach kasha. So Taisu says they have another problem. Ginami sova kerabshim. Afilu Rabbi Kiva holds like rabshim. So there is no miyut of Reyeyu v'loy shal hegdish that you put of your mazik hegdish punkfakel, the meat is coming l'chumr that by hegdish tam also pays nezik shalom. Aber lifroich ma'le hedyit sheken yofe koichoy b'niske odom. I mean, Tosfos had mentioned before
that by other mamazik, there's also a ptur of hekdish. Ish ki yoichol kaidish, prat lamazik. So from here we learn out that Odom, the Azik Hegdish, is Potter. So I have now a Pirche. I want to learn out that Sher, the Azik, Sher, the Hegdish, is Chayim, made of a Kabbal Chayman. Adoch, Sher Hedjit Yechayim, Sher Hegdish, about the Gibis Yechayim. It places Mala Hedjit, that Odom Hamazik Hedjit Yechayim. Hashem came, Odom, the Azik Hegdish Yepotu. So we see there are Kulis and Hegdish also. These are Kulis and Aloche. So you can make a Kal V'chayma. There are certain Kulis that Hegdish has that Hedjit doesn't have. So you can't say that Hegdish has to have all the Chumris of Hedjit. The Pasuk says, Ki yoichal, when you eat trume, you eat hegdish, you pay kerem b'chayim. Now I have a meal. If you don't eat it, you're mazik it. You don't pay keren b'chaymish. Now, how liberal am I in this meal? I say, you don't pay keren b'chaymish. You only pay keren. Or do I say, you don't pay anything? So Taisvis had said before, theoretically, I would not make such a kula and say that you're mazik it, you don't pay anything. It's faster. I'll say it's only a meat and chaymish, not a meat and ker. But since I see by shoyl that shoyl the azik shoyl shall hegdish is potter, so I see that there's a kule in keren shall hegdish if you're mazik hegdish also. So then I assume that the kiyecho prat lemazik is a meat also in keren shall hegdish. Zechtai says, but now, according to Rab Shimon ben Menashe and Rabbi Kiva, who hold the Re'eyu was coming to tell us there's no cooler in Sher, the Azik Sher is like this. Pungvakert, it's more chomo. So then, the meat of Kiyecho Prat Lamazik, I'll say, is only a meat on Chaymish, not on Kerem. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Sher, the Azik Sher, Shel Hegdish, is Chayiv, Autumn does the Kegdish is Chayim. So fine. So Mamele, so now you have a good Kal V'chayim. Kosher, the places remains with Akasha. The Lifrech, Sheken Yofa, Koichoi, Beniskei Boil. Places, as I said before, there are three Ovis that we find are Potter by Hegdish. Boil is Potter, Sher Psulia Magdoshim. You learn out Ameis Yeloi that the boer is only chayv on a behemoth, that if the behemoth dies in the boer, the behemoth is mutal abaylam. Not also bano, but Sher Psalei Magdoshim, which a yedeya hezek it becomes ice moment baylam. So you put it to pay as a vada gibis by hegdish that it never was moment baylam. Zicha put it to pay. So he says, I still have a pirche. I have a pirche from Bameis Yavoy. I have a pirche from Boer, that Boer is potter by Hegdish. Yitzlachim Yehuda wants, he brings down a sheet of Mekabetzes. The sheet of Mekabetzes says that the Emerson, this posik of Bameis Yavoy, it's not necessary that we have to say that the lomdus is the mayav hegdish, because hegdish is also bano. So the mechuvin is that mazik hegdish is potter. You can learn the xeris sakosuv. Some of the xeris sakosuv are based that also bano. There's no din tash, but the bayir is potter. Just like bayir is potter on kelim, bayir is potter on a mace that's also bano. But lav davke, that this is a gilui mitzat hegdish shaboy. And fakert, he wants to be mamtik. It's not like Toisvis, but al kaponim, just like Toisvis had said, that the miut of kiyoichel prat lamazik, how to understand this miut? Is it a miut on chaimish, or is it a miut on keren? I need guidelines from another mazik. That means if I see Rayayu, that there's a ptur tashlum me keren by shayr, so I'll say, oh, kiyoichel prat lamazik is a ptur tashlum me keren by other mazik also. Without a gilui from Reyayu, so I learned different shot in the miut of Kiyecha Prat Lamazik. That's what Isa says here. It's only a miut in Chaimish, not a miut in Kerem. So Melusi wants to say, could be this taich of Psulei HaMikdoshim, that we say that the yesod of the Ptur is Gosberes Potter and Hegdish, could be I come to this conclusion and assumption after I see that Odom is Potter and Hegdish, that Shair is Potter and Hegdish. So that's Pshat and the Mamesi Eloi. The Ber is also Potter and Hegdish. I feel like I'm still a Mekdoshim, which is not really Hegdish, a Mitzas Kedusha. But that is only after I see from other Mekaymes that there is Pturim in Hegdish. So say by Boer, where we go another Madrega, Psulei HaMikdoshim is Potter, and I assume the Sibis Aptur is Hegdish. But if I would say that Keren is Chayiv on Hegdish, Odom is Chayiv on Hegdish, and now I don't find such a thing anywhere in the Torah that if you're Mazik Hegdish, you're Potter. So then I would say that it's not a din in Hegdish, Psulei HaMikdoshim. It's a din if the mace is also bano, it's exerus akos of this boyer's potter. So memela, so then there would be a shtikol teretz on Taisvis kasha, but Taisvis it seems did not hold like that. Let's see the Gemara further. So now all of a sudden, if we are nachis to say that Rabbi Kiva holds like Shimon or Menasye, so maybe, perhaps this is the whole machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Ochi, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, mimai, the beidius, the nizik, the ziburis, the mazik, pligi. How do you know that is the machlokes according to Rabbi Shmuel? He can give ziburis to mazik if it's idis to nizik. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to give idis to mazik. Dilma the kula alma b'dinizik shemina. Maybe everyone holds b'dinizik shemina in the oifen. How to be shom idis? Everyone holds b'dinizik shemina. In the whole machlokes is in one nekuda. Rabbi Kiva sovek Rab Shimon ben Menasye, and therefore Hegdish will be chayev. When you mazik Hegdish, you'll pay meitav. Rabbi Shmuel sovek Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan that you're Potter if you're Mazik Hegdish. So therefore there's no din Meitav. The whole Shaila is not how you pay Meitav, no, the whole Machlokes is if you pay Meitav to Hegdish. And that is totally in this Machlokes. Is there a Chiyiv Tashlumi Nezokin to Hegdish? Rabbi Kiva holds, like Rabbi Shmuel Menasye, so he says, Kal v'chayim ala Hegdish. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan, so he holds the potter to pay, so there's no Kal v'chayim ala Hegdish. Soon, what the Havin of the Gemara was. So the Gemara says, this is not true. Im kein, my life or hakosu. Question number one. Void, my Kal v'chayim ala Hegdish. Question number two.
Ba'oi, these are dikdukim in the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva. Ba'oi, ta'abinya nofana v'raise. That there is a machloikis of the nizik shemina and the mazik shemina. Ha'omar Ravashi, Tanya Behedye, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karma Yishalem, Meitav Sadeo Shel Nizik, Umeitav Karma Shel Nizik, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Oima, Meitav Sadeo Shel Mazik, Umeitav Karma Shel Mazik. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Dilme de kul alme bedenizik shemina. Vlei mishalem lei mazik, ele ziburis. The mazik pay ziburis. Hoyel vuhu ki idius denizik. Could be everyone holds bedenizik shemina. Vlei misham lei mazik ele ziburis. Hoyel vuhu ki idius denizik. The maida rabbi kivu lei mishmoel. Doma meitav sadeyu shal nizik. The idiot, the comma, Rabbi Kiva, idiot, the nizik comma. For yourself, look at your lay, elo behagdish, no machlekis is only behagdish. Ube plukte the Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe ve Rabbonon pli. Now, how did this come in? The shamai Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, lay airi elo behagdish. He heard that this whole deal of Meitav, which all mutually agree is Meitav the Nizik, but he's only speaking about Hegdish. Avo Beniske Hegdish Potalei. Tosi Rabbi Kiva Leflugi Alei. So he says, no. So Rabbi Kiva came to Bichoylik. And he said, no, by Hegdish you also pay Meitav. And you say, you're Potalei, Hegdish you pay Meitav. Kabo Chaimelei. So the Gemara asks two kashas on this. Now we bring enough of the barais. Mkain mailei bo hakosim. The mashme de bekro gufi pligi. That means the posik, let us again see the lotion of the barais. Meitav sadeyu, meitav karma yishalei. Meitav sadeyu shel nizik, meitav karma shel nizik. So we started off with a posik. Meitav sadeyu yishalim, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Meitav sadeyu shal nizik. And Rabbi Kiva said, Leibu akosiv, this posik, Leibu akosiv, ligus and zok minidius. So it seems there's a machlekish pshat and posik. But he holds with the nizik shemina, he holds with the mazik shemina. But according to you, it's not a machlekish and this posik is a everyone agrees pshat and this posik. It's a different machlekish. The mashma de bekra gufe pligi, leibo akosov lehochi. Ela lehochi, that's the shinin eschois. Alma behedyet nami pligi. Number one. Vaoid, my kalvochem lehedish. Oyol mine idias, the kama rabbi kiva anizikoi. Since mine idias, the kama rabbi kiva anizikoi, lakuli yosef. It's coming to be Mekel, the Yoivlei, Mazik, Miziburis. It's coming to be Mekel, that the Mazik can give his Ziburis. Mai Kalvochayim Elehegdish. So what are you saying, Kalvochayim Elehegdish? So you're saying that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that one could be Mekel and give Ziburis to Mazik. And you're making a kalvachayma that what the hegdish also should have this kula. Not that a kalvachayma legdish. My kalvachayma legdish. Greyesahava. This is a kula. Ula rabbi kiva yofa koichid hegdish min nizokin. In punfakel. By nizokin we see that hegdish is more chomer than hedyid. Hedyid tam peis chatsi nezik. And hegdish tam peis nezik sholom. Dama fil mazik tam shokal hegdish nezik sholom. So how could you say a kalvachayim alehegdish? You should be meikol. Vaitanya behedye, the minedis to come a rabbi kiva, mazikoi. Now, we'll come back to Rashi, but let us just see Taisvis. Vait my kalvachayim alehegdish, perish akotres. Hoyo minedis.
Omar Rabbi Kiva Nizikoi, Makuli Yosef, Yoivlei Mazik Miziburis, Michael Bochemelagdish, Shreyesu, I'm laying out a chayma by Hegdish, saying a kula. The kosher le perusha, the einzeg reyese, Rabbi Kiva is not saying kulas by Hegdish, alachumre. Number one, Rabbi Shmuel poitel legamri mazik as a Hegdish, Rabbi Kiva mechayv in ezek sholem. Fine. So he's not making, he says that you pay in ezek sholem. Well, then you mate of nami, shivisu. The mishalem mi mate of the nizik, you pay mi mate of the nizik. V'loi mi garu adenizik. V'loi mi garu adenizik. That's a kal v'chaima, that you pay v'loi mi garu adenizik. Nira l'ri, v'hochi pirusha. So, the let's go to v'nira l'ri d'hochi pirusha. My kal v'chaima l'ang. Linyan chiyuve mazik behegdish loikov. You don't mean. It doesn't mean to say that that would, if you're mazik hegdish, you pay nezik sholem. You learn that from a kal bochayma. Rabbi Kota Rab Shimon Nafkin. So he's not talking about that. Look, Rabbi Dechiv. Elin yimaitav kova. Rehav olay la bekiva la duri la bishmoel kal bochayma la hegdish. Given the Rabbi Shmuel are Yemoyde Bekach Ilam Bishm Dapot Alei Legamri. So Taisvis is saying, so this whole Baraisa Sisrei Torah, that means the Machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is, Rabbi Kiva heard from Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't say the Baraisa. Rabbi Kiva heard from Rabbi Shmuel that he's Potter and Hegdish, so he says, no, I wish to disagree with you. That Bechlau the Baraisa did. Fine. And then all of a sudden he said, but you know, I'm going to tell you something, that Hegdish you pay Maitav. This, Rabbi Shmuel is also agreeable to this. I hold your potter to pay Hegdish, period. But, I mean, so what the Machlokes is, the Baraisa doesn't mention. And Rabbi Kiva mentions to Rabbi Shmuel something that, which is, there's no dispute between them. I agree with you that there's a Kal Vachomer, but there's another problem. When you mazik Hegdish your potter. Lusher Abba Yaleib, he wants to say Pshat and Rashi. He says, I'm Mirdik Pshat. And the Machlik is Rashi and Taisus. Yet, when we started off with Shitas, Abishmoel said that, how do you know, mate of the Nizik, the Sukzer and Shavit. Namasada Lamailo, Namasada Lamato, Masada Lamailo is the Shalnizik, Amasada Lamato Shalnizik, right? Mate of Sadei Yishalim, it has to be mate of by the Mishalim, right? He's saying Sada the Nizik. Yeah, well, that's speaking about when the ziburis of the mazik is worth less than the mate of the nizik, then is it the mate of the mazik? There's two dinim. So poshet we learn pshat. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's two dinim. There's a din mate of the mazik, mate of the nizik. And by Emerson, the Gemara had said that, well, mate of the Nizik, so he can, the Mazik can pay with his Ziburis. So Taisa said, let's say Fakert, what'll be if the Ziburis of the Nizik is like the mate of the Mazik? I mean, why did the Gemara chap on the Rabbi Shmuel, a cool of Rabbi Shmuel? So Taisa said, there'll be Tzurim where, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there'll be a Chumros. I mean, it's the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is not if you make or if you machmer. It's the shayla is the Ike made it for Nizik, made it for the Mazik, I mean, it's not Havke, and he smiles from the Mekilim. Not a Mekum, but Havke. That's Shitas HaTaisus. So Mamela, so Rashi said that, how could Mekilim make a Kabul Chaimbala Hegdish to tell me that you pay Mekum, that's a Kula. It's not Kula, Mekum the Nizik is not Kula. Mekum the Nizik is, you have to pay Meitav. From who the Mazik and Nizik? Good. Meitav the Nizik. But this is the Din Tashlumei Meitav. Rashi held a different shot. Emerson, Rabbi Shmuel, that what it says, Meitav the Haich the Kom Mishalem, means by the Mishalem has to pay Meitav. That's facts of life. Mishalem has to pay Meitav. No. If by the Nizik this is Meitav, so it's considered I'm also paying Meitav, because by the Nizik it's Meitav. So that means I have to pay Meitav, but I can get away with my, it's called by me, it's Meitav, I'm paying Meitav if he's getting Meitav. That's a Gzeira Shoveh. So the Gzeirah Shoveh is mapping from the Chumrah Dekro, Meitav, so there you shall by the Mishalm, and there's him a Torah's Meitav. That's the Chiyu. So the Gzeirah Shoveh says that if the Nizik is receiving Meitav, it's called, I'm considered, I pay the Meitav. So that's the Kula of Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rashi, Taisus Kashe and the Vav Meis never begin. Taisus, we can say Fakel. No, you can't say Fakel. Rabbi Shmuel's coming to tell everyone holds you have to give Meitav the Mazik. That's the Ikechiv, Meitav the Echta Komishalem. But it's considered the Mazik is giving Meitav if the Nizik receives Meitav. So the whole Rabbi Shmuel's a cooler. The whole Rabbi Shmuel's a cooler. You can get away with your Chiv Meitav if by the Nizik it's Meitav. So here's how I would say it's Rashi Moyen. So Rashi says, so you're going to tell me. So Rabbi Shmuel came to tell us a kula. Rabbi said, even though you need Meitav the Mishalim, I can get away if the Nizik is getting Meitav. That's called also I paid Meitav. So you say, Kavachayma lehegdish. Lehegdish, you also have this kula. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says the whole Rabbi Shmuel is coming to tell us kulas. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is telling us. Rabbi Shmuel is telling us he can get away with Meitav the Nizik, and it's considered the Mazik is paying Meitav. If the Nizik is getting Meitav. See, Tommy Kalvachayma leHegdish? Hegdish, you also have this loophole. Hegdish, you also have this gula. Pum fakel. That's what Rashi's saying over here. So Rashi says, Vain my Kalvachayma leHegdish. Oil me idiots to come and Rabbi Kiva anizikoi. Ula kuleyos. He's coming to tell us a kule. That you can get away with, it's called Meitav, the Hayach to come in Shalom, if after the Teshuvim is getting Meitav. The Yoiv Lei Mazik Mizibur, is that he can give Zibur, it's considered he's giving Meitav. As I'm more of the Kikut, I call the Chayim of the Hegdash, Kriyusav. Or the Kivi of a Kaych in the Hegdash. That's how the Kedusha by Yelayban Sefem for Shitas Chashi. Let us go further. Romi lei abayi le rove. Siv meitav sadeyo meitav kalma yishale. Meitav in midi achinilai. It says that they have to pay with meitav. Vasanya, we learned about Raisa. Yoshev le rabbi shove kesef afilu subin. That means that this is by Boyer. So we learn out the Yoshev is Miyuta. Could have just as easily have said Balaber Yishalom Kesef Libolo. The Yoshev. So Yoshev is a riba. He can give anything. He can give the cheapest commodity. He can give Subin. He can give Brand. He does can. Yozim $1,000, so send them 10 tons of bran. I paid up, It's worth $1,000. So Memele, so that's what it says in Yoshev. So Yoshev says he can give anything. And Meitav says you have to give him the best quality karke. So Abaye asked Rabbi, how do these two halachas coincide? Rabbi said, Leikash. Kan midatoi kan balkoch. Let's see what Rashi says. Yoshev, Kesev Yoshev Labolo. Avle Lemichtov, Alabe Yishalom Kesev Labolo. The idea of the posik I can get without this word Yoshev. Yoshev, the Kosvach Monolovli, Oyle Kvaksiv Yishalom. It's what the Yoshev coming to tell us, Le Rabbeis Kol Hashos. Whatever he gives him, he has to accept. Here it says Meita. So Rashi says, so Rav answered, it matters. It matters how he paid. Midata, imishalom, lay mazik, niskai, midaita, he paid him on his own accord. Lay atrache, litzikolo, bebezin, he wasn't matriachim, he was mazik, he calls him over. The Optical in Tayre. Come, how much the Valabir, how much the Hezek is, come. My friends, finished. How much it is, he shuckles soup. Then he goes and pays him with soup. Avamena maitz reitze hamazik l'shalem niske l'nizik. He doesn't want to pay. Ela bebezin. He needed in Tayre first. I'm not paying you anything. Hainu bal kochoi, hainu mishalom elakes. So b'meila, so that's these two parshiyas. It's the two parshiyas you have to read between the lines what about these tashlumen. If the mazik was very cooperative and convenient and he paid right away without being matriachim to go to Bezdin and thus, then he can give him any type of sutkashlumim and filisum. But if he doesn't want to pay, till you go to Bezin, if Bezin will pass him, I'll pay. If Bezin doesn't have to pay, I'm not paying a penny. Einim mishalom ala kesef. Then you pay kesef. Fine. That was Rav's terem. Amar ule b'reid Rabbi Eloi. Rav's teretz is mamish here. Look in the psukim take, it's kredik. Perceive yishalayim bal kochay. That means, meitav sodeyu yishalayim. It's yishalayim. Yishalayim means bal kochay. So memele, so that was mamish Rav's teretz. Bal kochay, it's meitav. Here it says, kesev yoshev lebolov. So Memel doesn't say Yishalim, that's Midaitai. Midaitai is Yosheva for the soup. They come Nami, the Gabi Meitav Ksiv Yishalim, the Mashme Yishalim Bal Kochay. So Memel, so that's a Raya Terova. Meirdik, the posting is Meirdik Medui. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye did not like this take Nami. Mi ksiv yishulam, yishalam ksiv, midat v'mashma. So Rashi says, yishulam mashma, aydei acherem, bebez liyodum l'nachos of the mazik, that he gets paid to what vi is bezin, av yishalim mashma nami midat. So memele, so, don't have a raya from the posse. So we go further, the Rishash makes a grais in Rashi, Eini Mishalma Elameitav. I'd like to say over something. Bayaleip, he asks a stira in two Rashis. What is the taich Bal Kolchoi? Rashi in the beginning says Bal Kolchoi. He didn't want to pay
before going to Bezdin. That's how Rashi says. Atche litzikolo bebezdin. Hello bebezdin. He wants to go to Bezdin. He's not paying till he has a psak Bezdin. So it seems the Baal Kocha is that I need a psak. But Rashi in the beginning does not speak about after the psak Bezdin, if he's cooperative or not. Rashi just says he's not cooperative that, he doesn't pay in his own accord. He got to Bezdin. Take me to Bezdin. Bezdin says something else. He doesn't want to pay till you take him to Bezdin. Rashi in the end, when the Gemara said the Pasuk is very meduyik, so Rashi says, he said, not say Yeshulam, mashma yidei acherem, the Bezdin yerdim l'nechos of the mazik. So here, Baal Kocha, Rashi says, the Tashlumim is Baal Kocha. That's right. Bezn Yerdum L'Nechoso. Yerdum L'Nechoso of the Mazik, that means after the Psak Bezn, Bezn says, Yechayim, he still didn't give a penny. Bezn has been Yerdum L'Nechoso, but he's not cooperating at all. So, in Zulusha Bayalev, he's Moira Repis. Things the machlekes of Rishayim, the much Baal Kocha, Rashi somehow split it. In the beginning, Rashi learned one way. The end, Rashi learned another way. So I thought perhaps to say pshat. How do we learn? We learn this Gemara like a Yidin says Senerene. What's the cheshbon? Well, Midaito, he's a nice man. He even doesn't even go to bed. Let him pay some. He's a fine mensch. You want to be great. You have to have a chorus of toys. Baal Kocha is an action. Oh, we'll show him that. Dushi Arim was a Muridik Alam, and he learned Gemore Midaitin and Baal Kocha of Alam the Shoif. Why Midaitin? You don't pay meta, for my Baal Kocha you do pay meta. He says two afanim, but before we'll mention these two afanim that he mentions, I'd like to just say over Shit Mekabet says, we have a very modern Gemara over here. Ula was in the spoil of Rovas Teretz. Take an army to receive Yishalim Baal Kocha. Oh, Yishalim. Native Yishalim. The Bible says, no, who says Yishalim is Baal Kocha? Yishalim can be Midaite. I mean, we have a very interesting machlekes between Ul and Abaye. I mean, Yishalim is Baal Kocha, Yishalim Midaite. What is? So the Shita Mekabetza says as follows. Shitza says that, careful, it says, Chaim Shnayim Yishalom. There it means, that Bezdin has to be Mechayiv. Yishalom. You don't pay careful without a Psak Bezdin. Only if you need a Psak Bezdin in order to pay careful. Yishalom. Oh? Mate of Kalma Yishalom. Oh? See? That's Taki what, I was talking of his parents. And Abaye asked, it says another place, Vishilim Baroishoi, and there it means Midaitoi. There Vishilim Baroishoi. There you don't need a Psak Bezin. You don't need a Psak Bezin to be Machayevim. So you see, Shalom could mean Midaitoi also. That is the Sheerim. Had two mahalchim, how we understand this Indian that we die to, you don't pay meta, Baal Kocha, you do pay meta. One mahalach, he says as follows. He says that Bemison, Tashlume meta, if this, meta, So the difference between Meitav and Subin is not a monetary difference. That means I'm paying, if I'm giving you a kalk, Subin, that's 10 tons of Subin, that's worth $1,000, or a kalk in Manhattan, that's worth $1,000. Both are worth $1,000. This is worth $1,000. So, Besdin, so if looking at this Choshen Mishpatik, you can't make a din Torah on such a thing, by Subin, by Meitav, because Mishabaput, you don't make a din Torah on such things. But there's a call, if there was a din Torah before, on other things, so then, with Goymer Afilu on a Poches Mishabaput. Besdin will not make a din Torah lechatchila on a poches mishavaputa. But if the din Torah is on another thing, then we'll be going on poches mishavaputa. That's what mahalach and chidushirim. So memele, so it's moiridik. The Gemara held, now, the Gemara held on Yishalem. Yishalem is pekeld. The Gemara held Yishalem. Is you need a psak, just like by keifel, you need a psak bezin to be mechayiv keifel. The Gemara held by meitav, you also need a psak bezin to be mechayiv meitav. Yishalim. You need a psak, just like Chaim Shnayim Yishalim by keifel, meitav sedei Yishalim, you need a psak bezin to say you have to pay meitav. But to make a psak bezin, on Meitav and Dost, this is a Poches Mishavaputa. You can make a whole Din Torah on this. You can make a Din Torah on this. So therefore, the more means as follows. If he said, listen, I don't want to pay you a penny, we can go to Din Torah. Ooh, Meiredek, you're going to Din Torah. So now, this first Din Torah, how much money you owe me? So he owes them $100 for the behemoth. And then, now we're in Besdin, you know what? You pay Meitav. So this is, that's the lumbus of, you learn out from Yishalim, that the whole Chiyuv is only Alpi Besdin. That's this Yishalim. The whole Chiyuv is only Alpi Besdin. Dumye, the Chaim Shnayim Yishalim. So you need these two things. You need that, but the Besdin can't make a chiyuv on Meitav alone, because it's a poches mishav and pruta. So therefore Rashi said in the Havamine, according to Rav Teretz and the Nula also held very much, that Bar Koche, the lomdus of Bar Koche is, number one, you only chayiv Meitav through a psak bezin, just like you only chayiv kefil through a psak bezin. So memele, and how can you have a psak bezin on Meitav? So kochoch, the whole thing had to start off with a psak bezin. So bezin was already preseach adin, how much money he owes him, and then bezin is going with it, then you have to pay with Meitav. If it's Meitav, so he's giving him the money, so Bezin's hands are tied. I can't make a din Torah on this. And the whole chi of Meitav is only a Yidei Bezin. So Midaita, you pay Subit. You don't have a psak Bezin. Bal Kolchoi, ooh, wah! You don't know what you got into. Now you'll have to pay Meitav. That's beautiful. The Gemara answered, Abaye asked an Ule, an Shultek, you tell me one posik, Chaim Shnayim Yishalom, I have another pasuk, Vishilim Baroishai. That means I don't need Bezin over there. Vishilim Baroishai. So Memele, if it would say Yishulam, right, you're right. Now Yishulam means something else. Yishulam means that the Gviyah, that's Rashi, what is Yishulam? Here Rashi is a new taich. That the Gviyah, Bezin is Yordim Lenechoso. Bezin is Yordim Lenechoso. Now that's a taich. If I say Yishulam, that's something else. So Memela, so the Chidushim is another pshat, and this is very good according to the Maskanos of Rashi. What is the difference between Midaita and Bal Kocha? So the Chidushim says that if a person pays Midaitoi, that's called Piloi. If
called his pain. He's paying you up. When Bezen is Yoyrel and Lechoso, that's not called his pain. He's not paying. He's out of commission. He's not offering to pay. Bezen is Yoyrel and Lechoso, which means Nichse de Inish Inanarevor. That means we don't ask you, you're not paying, you're not cooperating. So we go to the Orev. Who's the Orev on your obligations? Your kakois. Nichse de Inish Inanarevor. Zuktachadushi Arim, there's two types of Tashlumim. There's a Tashlumim that the Mazik pays, that's called Piloi. There's a Tashlumim that the Orev pays, that Orev pays. That's called Midini Alvas. So Fakertze said, if it would say Yeshulam, made of so they you Yeshulam, then I'd understand your language. So that means the Torah is telling us, Tashlumi ha'orev, is with made of. Piroim is a filosubim. Yoshe means he's paying himself. Yeshulam means we're money from Dorev, then you pay made of. But since it says Yeshalem, so there's no Rai Yeshalem, it can mean me die to also, just like Vashilem Baroishai. So that's my sensei is Moiretik, the Shini Aloshan of Rashi. The Havamin of the Gemara was like the first Malach in the Chedushi Yerim. That the Din Meitav is Tavke through a Psak Pez. Just like Kefil is Chaim Shnaim Yishalom is to a Sak Bez. So a Meitav Sadeh Yishalom is also to a Sak Bez. Yishalom Bal Koch need a Psak Bez to make a Chiyav Meitav. And therefore Rashi had to say that he didn't want to come to pay at all. Because if he wanted to pay, Bezen can make a Psak Bez and a Meitav alone. Because that's a Pochus Mishava Prute. This whole nafkamina between Subin and Meitav is not worth a Shavu Pruta. Both are worth the Meya Hezek. There's a Yisrael and Meitav over this, but it's not a Chilik in the Shavu Pruta. And Bezen will not, and Bezen Yerden Ladin Pachas Mishavu Pruta. So therefore, Rashi and the Havamina that learned Yishalim is the Yidachayim Shnaim Yishalim. Here to say a whole scenario that it's speaking about that he didn't want to pay at all. So Mamele Yen had a Shlepim to Bezen to pay. Yen had a Shlepim to Bezen to pay. So now he ever didn't pay already. So Bezen says, Rabid, you have to pay $100. And let me tell you something, you have to pay for Meitav since already. I had it in Torah on a Shavu Pruta, so I can be going on a Pachas Mishavu Pruta. But later to the Gemara says, I got news for you. Yishalim does not mean Api Bezen. Because it says Vashilam Baroishoy. So this Ob Shetel is non-existent. There's no such thing that the Chiyiv Tashlumei Meitav has to be Al Yedei Bezen. It says Vashilam also. So then the only way I could understand your Shtik Torah would say Yishulam. And then the Gedder Advon would be differently. If it's he's paying, so that's called Piroin. Piroin is Lesubim. If Bezen is Yoyred L'Nechos, and that's a Taish Yeshulam, so then it's not called Piroin from the Mazik, it's called Gviya from the Yoriv. Gviya from the Yoriv is Meita. But since it doesn't say Yeshulam, so Yeter, it's not Iskal.